Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that God never once mentioned Jacob's faults? Hi, this is Faith Boost. My name's Andrew, and I'm going to boost your faith today with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, I've said this earlier, so many people when they preach about Jacob, they get a smug look on their face and they say, oh, Jacob the deceiver, the trickster, he was a con man, all this sort of stuff. Well, it's interesting that God never once says that about him. In fact, God mentions him when he says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So Jacob's life is one that you and I should imitate. I'm not saying to imitate his deception, but I'm just saying that God honors Jacob. Remember what Romans chapter 9 verse 23 says, Jacob I've loved, Esau I have hated. So we've got to remember that God saw Jacob as one of his heroes. I mean, he is one of the heroes of the Bible. Let's step back. What did Jacob achieve with his life? Well, his 12 sons literally became the 12 tribes of Israel. Like Jacob's directly gave birth to the 12 leaders or founders of the 12 tribes of Israel, which became the nation of Israel, which features throughout the Old Testament Bible in the first 39 books of the Bible so prominently. In the New Testament, we see references to Israel as well. All the early believers were Jewish. Jesus was Jewish. And so Jacob is kind of a big deal in the Bible. And I want to make sure that we don't dismiss him as someone who was just a fraudster or a trickster or someone that lied. Like in God's eyes, he says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And there's many accounts, many times in the Bible when God spoke to Jacob directly. He had these encounters with God. God spoke to him. God directed him. And not once did God say, oh, by the way, Jacob, you're a bit of a liar. You know, you need to tone that down a little bit. Like God never once brought that up as a significant issue in his life. Now, in the next podcast, I'm going to list the things that Jacob did wrong, his weaknesses, his faults, and they're there. But you know what? The good news is this. God saw him as a hero. God still sees him as a hero. The Bible portrays him as a hero. When God said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he didn't say, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and that lying son of Isaac. He said, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, what can we take away from this? Well, whoever you are and whatever you've done, your sins have been removed from you as far as the east is from the west. If you've believed in Jesus, if you've confessed your sins, if his blood has washed you clean, the good news is this, your sins have been removed from you. And any weakness in your life, anything you've done in your past, any sin you've committed, it's been washed clean. So don't let that be your identity. Your identity is who you are in Christ. And today, as a believer in Jesus, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Just like God said, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That God mentions Jacob with Isaac and Abraham, these two great heroes of the Bible. God mentions you as his own son. It says in Galatians that we are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. God sees you as one of his kids. The Bible also says that we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And so God views you and I in the same way he views Jesus. Just like Jacob was mentioned with Abraham and Isaac, you and I are mentioned with Jesus. The Bible says in Ephesians that he's raised us up and seated us together with Christ. So I want this to resonate in your heart today. Don't dwell on your mistakes. Don't dwell on what you've done in the past. If you've confessed your sins, the Bible says, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So if you've confessed your sins, you are washed clean. Your sins are as far as the east is from the west, and you have a new identity in Christ. And I love this. You can discover your identity in the New Testament. I've mentioned some of the things before. You're a son or daughter of God. You're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. Just like Jacob's identity was not based on his mistakes and his failings, your identity is not based on your mistakes or your failings either. Your identity is based on what the New Testament says about you and who you are in Christ.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.